You're listening to Kinship Radio, and we're honored to partner with Bible League International in the Bibles for Africa campaign that we're doing this year. And joining us is Michael Warworth to discuss the campaign. How you doing, Michael?
Hey, Ryan. Great to be with you. Listen, we've enjoyed a fruitful relationship with Kinship over several years now, and the result is that literally thousands of Bible-less believers all over the world who really had no hope of a Bible now have God's Word. They're using those Bibles to make much of Him. And now we're focused on the continent of Africa, the part of the world where Christianity is growing in the greatest numbers. And because of this incredible move of God, Ryan, as many as 9 of 10 new believers in countries like Ghana and Tanzania go without what's so basic to the Christian faith, and that's simply having a Bible, but enter the Kinship Radio listening family, and call by call, click by click, we're getting it done.
That's amazing. And I've heard that we're getting maybe close to 50%.
Yeah, you know, we set a goal. We said, yeah, this is a big issue facing the global church in Africa. Let's do something about it. We can't solve it for the millions that go without God's Word, but can we do it for 2,000 that we know by name at Bible League? And Ryan, today we're delighted to say we're at the 50% mark.
Awesome.
We've seen 1,000 answers to prayer to this point. So every $5 gift is what? An answer to the prayer of a waiting Bible-less believer in Africa. We've seen half of the need met. We've got the other half to take care of. And again, a little gap between where we are and where we want to be by June 30th, but there's a group that can get us there. It's the Kinship Radio listening family.
What challenges do some of the believers in these regions face in accessing a Bible and getting one?
Well, they live remotely, right? I mean, there's no Christian bookstore, no discount retailer, no Amazon to drop a box of Bibles into their village. Options for us right here in America, but not options for the Christians we're talking about in places like Madagascar. Let me tell you a quick story. Lally, the village witch doctor, came to Christ, not because she cherished Christianity. There was a Christian who said, hey, come learn about Jesus through a weekly Bible study put together by Bible League. At the end of that, I can tell you, Lally became a believer. We made a big deal about it, gave her a Bible in the Malagasy language. Ryan, she read that every day. She came to the text in Luke 19 where Jesus brings salvation to Zacchaeus. And when that happens, Zacchaeus says, I'm going to give half of what I own to the poor. I'm going to make things right that I've deceived as a tax collector. And so Lally, when she read that, knew what she had to do. She went to literally dozens of families that she misled through witchcraft, urged them to follow Jesus. Today, by the grace of God, Ryan, deep in the heart of Madagascar, Africa, there are 200 families, about 2,100 adults and children who've said, what? We want to follow Jesus, but they need access to the Bible, and that's why we're doing this kingdom business today.
And your gift of $5 can put a Bible into their hands, to the hands of someone yearning for God's Word. You can call 800-YES-WORD or visit Kinship Radio to make a difference today. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Ryan.